Well, the New York delegation is actually taking credit for starting the uprising in the arena last night against Ted Cruz. You know, they're seated right smack in front of the stage. I mean, we're talking a few feet away from Ted Cruz, and you know, that's kind of where the genesis of the endorsed Trump chants and the booing came from. At one point, you had Ted Cruz actually acknowledge the New York delegation and say that he, quote, appreciates their enthusiasm. So this morning at a breakfast at the New York Hotel here, you know, there was quite a bit of anger at Ted Cruz. Peter King, a Long Island representative, he said that Cruz was a fraud and a liar, which got a huge ovation here. So you have a lot of anger at Ted Cruz from the New York delegation. And of course, you got to remember Ted Cruz, you know, he made his New York values comment earlier this year. And I think a lot of people in New York haven't forgotten that, particularly within the Republican ranks.
Earlier this week, Newt Gingrich spoke to the New York delegation at breakfast, and he suggested that New York could be won by Donald Trump, even though it is 2-1 or more enrollment for Democrats. Was that just a pep talk, or does the New York delegation really believe they have a chance to swing New York Republican?
I think it's a little from column A, a little from column B. I mean, you know, each morning the New York delegation starts off with a breakfast where they hear from all different speakers. And each morning we've heard, yes, New York's going to be in play. And, you know, we think that we can make a dent in New York. And I think part of that is, you know, they have to do that because, you know, they have to keep enthusiasm up within the party. And part of that is, you know, Donald Trump would love nothing more than to win his home state. The numbers are just stacked so far against him, though. I mean, there's twice as many Democrats as Republicans in New York. A Republican hasn't won New York since 1984, which was Ronald Reagan's reelection. And that was a year where he won nearly every state. So the numbers are stacked against them. It's going to be very difficult for Donald Trump to make a real dent in New York, but I have no doubt that he would like to, and he might spend some money to try to make it happen.
What are you expecting tonight? What are the New York delegates expecting to hear from Donald Trump tonight? Have you spoken to them, and what's the outcome?
Well, I mean, in the New York delegation, you have some of Donald Trump's really earliest political supporters. You have Carl Palladino, who was flying to New York City to try to convince Donald Trump to run in 2014 for governor, you know, which was kind of a pie-in-the-sky thing. But, you know, you have folks in the delegation that really, really do support Donald Trump. And then you've got a contingent of folks who, you know, support him because he's the party's nominee. That being said, I don't think anybody quite knows what to expect from Donald Trump. I mean, he's obviously a showman, and they're expecting, you know, maybe some flair and pizzazz in his speech tonight. I mean, yesterday he arrived in Cleveland on a helicopter with his name on it and the Air Force One music playing in the background. So the New York delegation, you know, they're very excited. This is their hometown candidate that affords them the opportunity to sit directly in front of the stage. They're excited, but I think they and nobody else quite knows what to expect.
In some ways, Hillary Clinton is also a hometown candidate, having moved to New York when she was the senator, a Westchester County resident. Has her name come up much so far at the convention, or has it really been about the Republican business so far?
Oh, her name has come up repeatedly over and over and over and over again. You know, you've seen the Republican delegates kind of take a more aggressive stance against Hillary Clinton. I mean, the chant you hear over and over in the arena is lock her up. You saw Chris Christie's speech the other day where he essentially tried to publicly indict her for any number of things. Rudy Giuliani spoke to the New York delegation this morning and did pretty much the same thing, you know, laid out all these things that Rudy Giuliani says are indictable offenses. Now, I mean, that's some pretty extreme rhetoric here, but it's yes. The answer is yes. Hillary Clinton has been a huge focus of this. At some points, even more than Donald Trump.